And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. This morning I was driving from one city to another, and I was listening to the radio, Christian radio, and I heard a lady, a recent graduate from a rescue mission, you know, for people that, well, have been on the street or having drug problems or alcohol problems, you know, that sort of thing. And she said, she sounded like a very nice lady, actually. She said that she's a recent graduate, and that she has learned how to forgive others. She's learned how to forgive herself. She's learned how to love others. She's learned how to love herself. And she said her anger problems much, much better now. And then she went on to say that she's looking for employment. Well, you know, if I were an employer right now, I would hire her in a heartbeat. She sounds like a really neat lady. And I could tell by the tone of her voice that she's a nice lady and undoubtedly do a good job. But she said, what she said was actually very profound. And so I want to share that with you now, because that's what I'm here for, is to help you discover some profound things that are actually very simple. It's like divine simplicity. So you can turn your life around. You can actually, do you realize you can turn your life around on a dime, even as she did. See, now you may not be on drugs or an alcoholic or have been living on the street, okay? But, you know, you might have relationship issues, issues with your partner, health issues, anger issues, stress issues, okay? Family issues, financial issues, all kinds, and they kind of... you know, one another and another and another, and they're cumulative until you reach a point where you feel like you can't cope anymore, okay? And not to mention mental, emotional, and spiritual issues, you know, doubts, fears, anxieties, questions about life. See, an unfinished business with your father, okay, with people that hurt you, with people from your past, maybe your husband or your wife that you got divorced from. See what I mean? Unfinished business that keeps coming up. It doesn't go away. It keeps coming back. Unfinished business keeps coming back until you deal with it properly. That's why you end up marrying someone like the father you hated, okay? Why you end up keep finding the same type of man over and over again, same type of relationships over and over again. Keep going back to the same old drugs, the same old, you know, or different kind of drugs again, but different one. Or alcohol again, see. Or codependency, dysfunctional relationships, the wrong work, the wrong place, the wrong time, the wrong people. You keep going back, see. And then when these things don't surface as mental issues, or if they don't surface as relationships or financial issues, then they lie hidden, and eventually they surface as health issues. See, your anger issues from the past, the unfinished business from the past, one day surfaces as a heart attack, or a stroke, or an ulcer, or God knows what, lupus, all kinds of awful things, cancer. See, doctors readily admit there are emotional components that complicate, see, may even be the basis of or set the stage for issues that arise, chronic issues. Anger, see, anger can wreak havoc on your body. So now let's talk about what it was that lady said that's profound and how you might apply it in your life. We're going to take a break right now. Here's a very important message. And then we will continue.
like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. Today we're talking about how to solve all your problems. And I began, and oh, incidentally, welcome all of you in the Florida area. Welcome all of you in Pennsylvania. Welcome those of you in the Palm Springs area. That's where my program airs. And I want to mention that this is a half-hour program, so those of you who are in Florida or in Pennsylvania, to hear the whole program, all you need to do is go to talktoapastor.org, look for the program archives, and then you can listen to the whole program, okay? Because you're only going to get 15 minutes. Now, what do I have? See, you might be listening in right now. You might be listening while you're driving to work or something. You're only going to hear a few minutes of me. So it's important that you remember talktoapastor.org. I have a meditation, a brand new meditation. It's called a prayer meditation. Okay, and I also have a new meditation called the Easy Meditation. Okay, you don't have to be a Christian. You do not have to be a Christian to try this new meditation. It helps you to get out of negative thinking. It helps you come back to the present, okay, to be centered. And that then helps you to deal with issues, the kinds of which I talked about, okay? And it also makes you more amenable to sound instruction, to reason. See, when you're lost in your fantasies and lost in negative emotions, it's hard to be reasonable, isn't it? It's hard to be thoughtful. Okay, well, that's why these meditations will help you, and they're free. So remember, talktoapastor.org. Now let's continue. I began by saying I heard a lady who said that she's a recent graduate from a rescue mission. Okay, so she was undoubtedly living on the street, perhaps, maybe drug problems, alcohol problems, emotional problems, you see. And she said that she's just graduated. She's learned how to forgive others. She's learned how to forgive herself. She's learned how to love others. She's learned how to love herself. And her anger issues, she says, are much, much better now. So you see how powerful that is. So what do I take from that? Well, number one, she really has made progress, and she's really on her way toward recovery. Because one of the key words there is, number one, is learned. See, she's learned. And she began by talking about forgiveness. Okay, so what can I help you with? What can I help you with to solve all of your issues, to begin to recover, to find your purpose in life, to regain happiness and zest, to get rid of anxiety and whatever it is that's not good right now, see, and whatever it is that's blocking you, see, what is blocking you from having a happy relationship? What's blocking you from success? What's blocking you from peace of mind? Okay? That's what you can learn from me, all right? I'm just making a brand new video right now about how unforgiveness blocks us from love. So now let's talk about what the lady said. She said, I learned how to forgive others. Okay. Well, you see, a lot of you need to learn how to do that. Okay? You don't know how. You do sort of know how, but you need someone to make it clear, okay, to say it so you can really see it. Because you think that forgiving others means that you have to be nice to them and feel warm feelings toward them and hug them and pretend nothing happened. And see, it doesn't mean any of that at all. It doesn't mean you have to like them. It doesn't mean you have to have anything to do with them. It doesn't mean that at all. And it doesn't mean you have to pretend that nothing happened if they hurt you. All it means is that you don't resent, you let go of the resentment. That's all. That's all. Just let go of the resentment and the judgment. See? That's called unforgiveness. Just let go of the resentment. Okay? If they were a rotten person and did you wrong, okay. They were. You don't have to pretend they're nice. Just don't resent them anymore. Okay? You don't have to go and have stuff to do with them and talk to them and bring them and be with them and be nice to them. You don't have to do any of that. You could if you wanted. Okay? You could if you wanted, and if they were repentant for what they did to you, which is not very likely. They're not likely to be. But the point is, you can forgive them by letting go of the resentment, walk away, shake the dust from your sandals, move on with your life, never have to deal with the past again. The baggage from the past will be gone. Okay? All right. My name is Pastor Roland. We're talking about the profound implications of saying, I learned how to forgive others. And when you forgive others, then you can forgive yourself, because then you will then have forgiveness in you and you will be unblocked. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Hello, everyone. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Yes, the program is called Talk to a Pastor. I'm your internet pastor, your radio pastor, your generic pastor, your non-denominational pastor. Okay? So I can help you. Now, I'm in a very good position here to help you. Okay? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that, and I'll continue to talk about learning to love, okay? Learning to forgive, and learning to forgive yourself, and learning to forgive others, okay? Let's talk about right now how I can help you. I'm in an excellent position to help you. You see, a lot of times we need a little something extra, because what's out in the world sometimes is, or most of the time, is too bland. Okay? In other words, everybody knows that, you know, if you're nice and you forgive others and you don't do bad things, you know, and you eat the right food, see, and get exercise, try to get a good night's sleep, keep your nose clean. You know, everybody knows that that kind of works, don't they? We all know that, okay? And so, you know, maybe you go to a seminar, or you read a book, or you take a class, or you talk to a counselor, or you talk to a minister or someone, see, and they will say, or a mentor or life coach, see, they'll say, well, you got to have confidence, you know, you got to dress right, you got to not use bad words, don't sweat the small stuff, see, don't get angry, do what you can each day and then put it aside, try to start the next day fresh, okay, forgive other people, be a good listener. Okay, learn to listen to others, ask open-ended questions. See, we get all of that. Eat right, eat fruit every day and vegetables every day. Stay away from too much sugar. See, take a break once in a while. Okay, manage your time, make a to-do list, prioritize. Okay, try to have a positive attitude. Okay, so all of that. So you're going to hear variations of all of that, and it's all good. I'm not knocking it. It's good, good, okay? But it's not enough. See, there's not enough there. There's no there, remember? Was it Gertrude? Who was it? Was it Gertrude Stein? I can't remember who it was that she said about Oakland, there's no there. Then now they have some new areas of Oakland now that are thriving, and there was the headline of the newspaper, of the East Bay newspaper, was now there's a there. Now there's a there, because she said there's no there. All right, well, so many of the books you read and the videos you watch and the seminars you go to and the courses that you take and the people you talk to, it's all nice, okay? But there's no there. It doesn't get you to break out from the comfort zone or to get to the next level. Okay? So that's why when a man like Christ was on the earth. See, all he had to do was open his mouth and say a couple of words, and immediately, see, some people got better. Just knowing that someone like him existed. Remember, I'll never forget, I think it was Noel Coward one time, famous playwright, I believe. He said he loves England. And he said, I don't want to live in a world where there's no England. I don't want to live in a world where there's no England. See, well, a lot of people, they think there's no love. They've never seen it. All they've seen is use and abuse and false love and condescending love and phony love and supportive love. And that's all they've ever known. They've never known real love. Okay? And so if a man like Jesus comes along, then now they know that love exists. Now they know that good exists. You see? And then they're okay. They're okay. My name is Pastor Roland. I shall be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Thank you. Oh, yeah, so what I was saying to you is that I'm in a good position to help you because, you see, for example, I taught university courses for over 20 years, graduate and undergraduate, okay? And I've also been a chaplain. I was a chaplain in a hospital. Not for long, but long enough to learn how to be a chaplain and to do what a chaplain does and understand, see, what a chaplain is. But it's not easy to help people there. I can, you know, be supportive, reassuring, you know, be a listener. You know, when I'm a chaplain at a hospital, I can say a prayer for someone. But I can help people a lot better on the radio. You know why? Because it's impersonal. Because, you know, when you're around people, you know how when you're around people, you sort of feel a pressure, you know, and you sort of get caught up in their personality for either like them or don't like them. You see what I mean? Well, here I am on the radio, so I'm just this voice on the radio. So you can listen quietly. You're in your car driving, or you're sitting at home, or you're wherever you are. You can listen quietly. You can listen quietly and have some insights based upon what I say, okay? And then when you see that I know what I'm talking about, okay, and then I, you know, it's like I read your mail, and you realize, yes, unforgiveness is my problem. I hated my dad, okay, for example. I resent my wife. See, I'm impatient with my kids. I resent my work. Okay, you begin to see these type of things, and you can say, okay, and then you think, well, maybe the meditation would help. So you get the meditation and maybe read some of my books, things like that. So you start to make, you can make a lot of progress. See, in fact, you can start getting better really quickly, very, very quickly. Because what you need is very simple. All you need is the little meditation, which is free. All you need is the easy meditation or the prayer meditation. They're both basically the same. Okay, they're both very short and easy, and they help you get out of negative thoughts, get you back in the presence. You can objectively look at things, okay? Then you need a little bit of guidance, a little bit of tutoring. You need to learn how to forgive. Remember I talked earlier about how to forgive. So you don't know how to forgive right now. You don't know what it means. So I already told you, it's letting go of resentment. Okay? I just made a new video. If you go to talktoapastor.org, click on resources, you'll get the drop-down menu, and then look for videos, and then you can watch it. And basically, talks about how to get unblocked. See, right now, a lot of people, they don't love themselves. They hate them. See, they hate themselves. A lot of people resent themselves. They don't know how to love themselves. Don't know how to love others. Don't know how to love others. Don't know how to love themselves. So that's something you need to learn. Okay. You need to learn what love is, where it comes from, what it means. Okay? But before you can find love, you have to first get unblocked. And so you have to let go of the resentment. Okay? And the judgment. Okay? And in my video, I also talk about how, now that you're older and you've experienced some ups and downs, and maybe you have kids now, and you find yourself screaming at your kids just like your mom screamed at you. Okay? Or you're a parent now and you find yourself not having understanding. You resented your parents for not having understanding, and now you don't have understanding for your kids. See, there they are crying. And you're yelling at them. You see what I mean? So now you can walk a mile in your parents' moccasins and you see what they were up against. You see that they weren't deliberately being cruel to you. They too were blocked. See? So when you see that, it makes it easier to forgive them. Okay, so forgiveness means to let go of the resentment. All right, so then when you start doing that, and you start to get unblocked, and the more you get unblocked, the more you see other blocks, okay, that you can let go of, other errors, okay, that have crept in. And then, see, so it's just from that point on, it's all good. It's all progress. And it hinges upon, okay, the simple meditation, and learning what it means to forgive others, learn to forgive others, learn to forgive yourself, and then learn to love others, and learn to love yourself, okay? And so That's why I'm in a good position to help you. Right here. See, you can listen to me without any pressure. Glean some insights and begin to put them into practice. Got a comment or a question? Send your comments and your questions to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Well, thanks for listening. Those of you in Florida and those of you in Pennsylvania, be sure to go to talktoapastor.org so you can listen to the whole program, which was excellent. Get my meditation. Give it a try. Easy meditation. Give it a try. And learn how to forgive others. Learn how to forgive yourself. Learn how to love others. Learn how to love yourself. And you'll find your anger issues will be on the mend. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.